RCL Mobile.
Mounted in the car here, so got a mobile set up. Talk a little bit more now.
You can catch me usually this time of day or at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I think I've heard you on here a couple times. This is KO4HKX. I'm Patrick up here in Penrose, Boulevard.
People are here now.
Don't let us run you off.
I'll be in the mail. I don't think I've ever talked to Russell. If I have, I plead temporary amnesia. But anyway, I'm just headed down Edwards Road here to the sports club. Let's see, Russell, why don't you pick it up?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Holly Springs, so I'm right on the outside edge, I think, of the repeater. Some of y'all are a little scratchy on my side. My call sign before I got my vanity was KN4REP. Now it's K2RCL.
To a, what is that, a 1x3. Well, yeah, I'm, if I ever pass my, the extra exam, I'll have to change my call, I understand, and I hope I can find a shorter call, because mine's a 2x3, and when you're trying to, you know, reach somebody in a pile-up, they don't get KB4CBA. usually they don't pick you out of the crowd the first time.
True, but I think I'm going to keep mine the way it is.
I would, no doubt. Okay, well, Patrick, why don't you pick it up? What are you up to?
Most home for the evening, and then I'm going to go up and see my mom for a while.
glad you have the opportunity to do that. And in fact, I just lost a good friend of mine Saturday. He passed away, and we used to play in a praise band together. And I've been kind of thinking about him today. But anyway, he's in a lot better place. Let's see. Who else is in there? Somebody jump in there that hadn't talked in a minute.
You remember names? I'd have got lost at it the first two. Ken knows that, and Patrick. I know I butchered his name a couple times. I'll be honest. I'm attached to my call sign. I've only had it for a little over a year, but I don't know if I want to change it. I've looked a couple times, and I'm not sure.
In the same way, I think I'm just going to keep it. That's the one they gave me, and that's I'm just. Everybody that I know knows me by that. I think I'm just going to do it. But Dave's right. It is harder to get in a pile-up unless you got, you know, a couple of words that stand out pretty good.
Butchered mine several times. That AKX at the end of it gets me.
For CBA, well, a lot of people think it's Charlie Papa Alpha instead of Charlie Bravo Alpha, and that's one problem I have, especially if I'm trying to, you know, work some DX and he doesn't have a good copy on me.
RCL. Yeah, the call sign I had before, I'd only used it probably on air maybe 5-6 times. That was when we were on our trip going up to Alaska, and once things settle down from COVID, we'll probably make another trip up there. And it seems like the further north I go, the harder it is for people to understand my southern accent.
I love it. I only make sure I had the repeater. Yeah, it's interesting, and you can go down to Charleston, and you won't be able to understand some people down there, because they have people that speak Gullah and Geechee, and I had a lady call. I was at a church down there for 2.5 years on staff, directing the music, and this lady called one day, and she told me what she had to say, and I had to repeat it 5 times. I never understood. The only word I could understand was fire. So I switched her over. I put her on hold and switched her over to the daycare lady, who was a local Charlestonian, and she said, she came back to me after she talked to her. She said her house burnt down, and she was calling to see if we had any clothes for her family, because our church had a big clothes closet that we opened once a week for the, well, for anybody, but we had a lot of migrant workers down there at the time, and they would come. But anyway, I couldn't understand a word that lady was saying.
I guess you're headed out. I don't know who else is in here. I just heard your voice and thought I'd give you a shout.
There are a ton of people in here. I can't even begin to tell you. I think there's about 5 or 6 people in here right now.
Russell and Ken and Patrick and Andrew.
For all those names, I'll have to write them down, I guess. Who was supposed to take it up, pick it up?
Fight and shift gears and drive at the same time.
Well, yeah, that's the hardest thing for me is remembering call signs after I get stopped. I was going to chime in here real quick, guys. I am almost to my destination, so I'll come in here and say it was a very pleasure talking with all of you. I appreciate y'all letting me into the conversation there. And this is K2RCL. I'll be clear after 73.
Russell, KN4TFW.
Well, and thanks for jumping in anytime.
Russell, nice talk to you this afternoon.
WHM from Hall, Georgia. Hello, everybody. Just listening in. I'll let y'all get back to your conversation.
What part of Georgia?
Hartwell. Right on the lake.
Right there on the state line, then.
I live right outside of the city limits, so I'm a few miles from the lake, but yeah, right here on the state line. I always enjoy listening to the Greenville repeater. Y'all always have a lot of good conversations, so just want to jump in and say hello and good afternoon, and I'll back out and let y'all get back to it. 73, this is M4WHM.
And anytime, good to talk with you. Gentlemen, I'm going to jump out of here, too. I'm turning into the sports club and find a place to park my pony here and see if I can hit a tennis ball or two. 73's, everybody, and Jerry, why don't you pick it up? So this is KB4CBA.
Hope you have a nice afternoon. And 4HRM, I think, from Harlow. I'm originally from Harlow, so I probably know where you are. I live in Anderson. I've been in South Carolina since the late 70s, though, but I'm originally from Harlow. But anyway, I don't know who else is left in here, but pick it up, please.
Have a good day and play well. I'll catch you another day. KN4TFW. KO4HKX. Have a good evening. Stay home. Coming into Greer from the north side. And I got to make one little stop and then I'll be at the house. Drew still with us? I hadn't heard him in a little bit there. He's almost at the house and I thought it was you. I'm just now backing in, so I've got a little bit yet. That fun round table, that was awesome. It must have been, what, six or seven of us anyway. Doubled with you on that one. I said, that was a lot of fun. Must have been six or seven of us. It was really enjoyable. Is Jerry or Jerry still with us?
Here. You're back in the driveway. I think the K2 calls is one that I think he was getting out about that time. But I was trying to listen to AO7 this afternoon, but I think they got it inverted with the. I didn't hear it at all. But I usually hear it pretty well. I didn't hear it all this afternoon about 3 o'clock, I guess, something like that. But it's usually got a pretty good signal in here, but I didn't pick it up at all. But I think they may have had that thing inverted. It probably might have been coming down. The downlink might have been on 10 meters today.
It'll be on in the morning. I'll be here. Good, I'm almost to where I need to be. I need to kind of focus. It's starting to be a lot of cars. So I'll say 73 to you guys and look forward to catching you guys another time and stay safe. KN4TFW. TFW, KO4HKX, 73 Student, have a good evening.
Jim, I know traffic's probably not very pleasant right now.
KO4HKX for ID. Was it Gary or Jerry? I can't make it out.
That's Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y.
Talk, but I wasn't sure. I hear you and Tom talking quite a bit. I listen more than I talk on here.
The house, I don't have a lot to do anyway, and I don't have to worry about traffic or anything like that. I don't even have a mobile unit anymore. I don't do any traveling. I haven't done any this year at all. I don't guess much. I used to a lot though, but I haven't have it a while, and I generally don't. I quit carrying the handheld with me because that was just pretty. It was just too much trouble to get some of the repeaters hard to get into with 5 watts. But if I was out on the road every day like I was at one time, I'd sure have one in.
Not as long. I got them in September of last year, and I put a radio in and started listening. Every now and then I'll chime in because I'm in and out so much. But I talked to Ken and Andrew and Mike and Tim of a morning on their way into work because that's my drive in also.
It's David on in the afternoon and Tom and I talk from time to time in the mornings and the afternoons after we make a little senior citizen daily runs that we do. But David is out and about and so is... So it's time pretty often. Also, Rusty is to the four of us get together every once in a while during the day. Something to break the monotony up anyway, especially with them out in the cars. But, yeah, I travel a lot. I used to drive about 55,000 miles a year or so. So I usually had a handheld with me. I traveled all over the southeast and usually had one with me and just had a mag mount to put on my car. And it was okay for most of the time, but, you know, sometimes it's hard to get in. If you're out in rural areas, it's pretty hard to get into some of the repeaters on 5 watts.
Up here in Penrose, if you know anything about the area, it's right outside of Bavard. And it's hard for me to get in onto the repeater with 5 watts sometimes.
That area, you know, fairly well. I used to travel up in that area as well. I used to go up to Weaverville and up to Burnsville and that up in that area, so I traveled up through Hendersonville, and I used to have a friend of mine had a place in Brevard years ago, and we'd go up there sometimes and spend the night up there sometimes. It's been a long, long time ago, and it's grown so much now. Last time I was up through that way, I didn't even recognize the place anymore.
Matt, I was born and raised here, and I barely recognize it.
Does Hendersonville have a repeater up there or not? Maybe I'm thinking about Tryon. Tryon's got a D-Star. I think Tryon's got a D-Star, 440 D-Star repeater. I think they have one. I can get into it from Greenville sometimes, but haven't been up that way since this virus thing started up.
D-Star repeater up here. I don't ever hear anything on it. So I don't know. Like I said, I'm new to this. I got a ID5100A that'll do D-Star, but I don't hear anybody ever talking on any of it.
D-Star. Got a friend of mine that's got a 4100 with D-Star. I think a lot of people that use D-Star use it with those hot spots. Zoom spots and stuff like that, and getting these reflectors. But probably the closest D-Star repeater is Greenwood to me. But I'm right at 85 in Anderson, on just off exit 19, maybe a couple of miles. It's really hard for me to get into Greenwood from my location. Plus, I'm down almost on the lake too, so I'm kind of down in the hole. But I have got into one at Tryon, I know, and maybe Hendersonville too, but it's been since before March, I guess. But then I don't hear a lot of activity on D-Star until you get to get around Greater Atlanta area. There's still a good bit of activity there on it, but not as much as you would think.
I thought about messing around with the digital modes a little bit, but I don't see much of it in this area. So you'd have to have a hot spot with you all the time. I don't know that I want to get into that.
I got a 9700 icon. I got these strong on this one, but I want to have it set up right now. I had it set up on my 51 handheld, and also I had it set up on my Kenwood 74 at one time. And I used it when I was traveling, when we'd go visit our relatives in Atlanta area, and it was, it wasn't very busy at all. I was kind of shocked that it wasn't busy, but I think unless it's connected so you can hit a reflector or something, I don't think it's quite as popular as it once was. But it sounds pretty decent. It doesn't sound I think Fusion may sound a little bit better, but I like D-Star. Based on what a few times I've used it. And actually, I got a friend of mine here in town that's got a 4100 week. And I got to get set up on D-Star. I think I got to get them set up on D-Star so I can maybe talk. I can usually talk to him on Simplex with a, just move my beam around to that direction.
Anything but this mobile and one handheld. That's all I have right now. Trying to study to get my general so that I can get into the HF stuff a little bit, but I don't know a whole lot about it.
I've had my general for about 41 years now, and I used to really enjoy HF when I had room for an antenna, and I've got room for one now, but I'll be 70 in March, so I'm just not up to putting up a tower or anything like that anymore, so I work mostly FM repeaters and work, the FM and FM satellites a good bit too. That's what my primary. When I'm not on the, when I'm on this repeater, a couple of them, that's what I usually do. And I do a little bit of, I've done a little bit of 2 meter single sideband too. That's mine's mostly VHF and UHF. But if you're just starting out, you'll love HF if you can, you know, get that test out of your way and get on there. You can get on something with a simple wire antenna. And the sunspot's going to be picking up a little bit here in the course of the next few years, and that'll be a good time to be on HF.
Andrew been steering me that direction a little bit, encouraging me to go that way. So I guess I'm going to give it a try. I just haven't had time with it. I've got a lot going on. My tool truck got hit before Thanksgiving. I'm having to argue with the insurance company, and my mom's not doing good, so it's eating up a lot of my time right now.
That's understandable. That's what happened to me. I was real active until about 25 years ago. My dad passed away, and my mother was in pretty good health. She was on up in age, and then she got pretty sick, and we had to kind of look after her for a while. Then both my wife's parents got ill, and they both passed away just a couple of years ago. So I was busy doing other things and working too, and it gets time consuming. And sometimes the only time you have time to talk on the radio is when you're in the car, and that's about the way it was for me. So I had nothing but a handheld from probably somewhere around 1995 until a couple of years ago.
I enjoyed that handheld then, but now they've got the handhelds where they'll do quite a bit of stuff with them.
I enjoyed it. I was still working. I retired in 2008, but I drove, I was in textile machinery sales, and I drove all over the Southeast. I used to keep a handheld with me anyway. My brother-in-law and my wife's sister and her husband, both hams, they lived in the Duluth area, so he and I were going to Ham Fest. We went to Dayton once, and we're going to Atlanta and to Huntsville, and, you know, everywhere they had one, Charlotte. You know, everywhere there was a decent-sized Ham Fest, we went. It's kind of like being on the NASCAR trail for a while. But I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed using my handheld too, but I got interested in the satellite stuff back in the 90s, but then it became, at one time, you know, you could, there were a couple of them you could work with a 2 meter handheld. And I worked a couple of them a few times and got interested in that, but I kind of dropped by the wayside when I stopped pulling out HF, because you did have to have 10 meters for some of those satellites. Now you can work them with a handheld. I've done a good bit of that, actually, with Kenwoods and Nikons and Yaesu's as well.
For HKX for ID. Yeah, I looked into that DMR. It seems to be the one that's growing the fastest right now in the digital part. The Anytone radio seems to be pretty popular with everybody, but there again, I don't know anything about it at all other than what I watch on YouTube.
Yeah, I think most of those Chinese radios or DMR radios, that's what everybody uses. I don't know anything. I've never had one. I think they're a little different the way you program them, but the DMR seems to be probably, it's the most popular mode because it's the least expensive. You can get those inexpensive radios and get on with those rather than get on the bands with those rather than spending $300 for them. And I'm sure that's got a lot to do with it as well. But DMR is really popular. I've got a scanner that's got DMR, so I can listen to it sometimes. And there seems to be more activity there. I mean, not as much as analog, but it seems to be a good bit of activity here in the area on them. But they're pretty expensive. It just takes some programming skill to program them.
Tom, if you get one through them, they'll send it to you programmed with your call sign and your ID and all in it already. If you give them the information, they'll put all the listings in it and channels everything.
Hey, Jim.
Jim, go ahead.
878 any tones, and I got it for the DMR, and it works great. I live in Hartwell, Georgia, and I can hit the DMR repeater in Calhoun Falls, South Carolina, and talk on it, just clears the bell. And the radio itself is just over $200. It's a great little radio, and like I said, DMR is growing fast, and I just wanted to check it out. But anyway, I just want to jump in and say that. Enjoy listening to the conversation. I'll step back on the side. This is M4WHM. Clear.
4HM, thank you for that information. Good to know. I hadn't talked to anybody that really had one. Like I said, I watched most of my stuff on YouTube.
It's a good little radio, and it's November 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike. But I've talked to several people, and like I said, you know, being a handheld and being able to, you know, make the trip about 40 miles to that repeater, it does a good job, and it's got the, you know, the scan feature and a lot of extras. It's got Bluetooth. You can actually do Bluetooth through your car or truck, and it's a good little radio. I've been very impressed with it.
Jerry? I've heard, actually, I know a bunch of guys that have them. They seem to enjoy using them. It's got a pretty good sound quality to it as well. At least the ones I've heard on the air sounded good. But since you're in Harwell, this WHM, yeah. Whiskey Hotel Mike, I think so. It's what happened to the repeater that Fletcher had before he passed away? Is that thing no longer operational?
It's been decommissioned. The closest repeater now is down in Elberton, about halfway between Hartwell and Elberton, and Darrell Manning out of South Carolina, AF4E, runs it. And he's got it set up on a good tower, and that's what I talk on mostly.
Near the Guidestone, didn't it?
It's maybe a mile or two from the Guidestones. It's on an old microwave tower, and I guess it's about 175 feet, something like that. So I can hit it all the way from Athens back down, so it's got good range on it with a mobile, and I can hit it with my handheld from here at the house with no problem.
You can hit it with a handheld at my in-law's house, and pretty easily. At least that one, I think he's got a 440 machine up too, maybe the same location, I'm not sure. I have a hard time hitting it from here in Anderson. I can go outside and hit it with a beam, but inside it's pretty difficult for me to hit it. I'm kind of down in the hole. I'm right on the lake. And so I got kind of a crest between me and the repeater. I can get it to when the condition and propagation is pretty good. I can get into it. Okay, I didn't try the 440 one from here, but I was talking to a couple of guys the other day on that one. There was a guy from Cumber, I think, checking in. It's got, I went through there, with a bomber not long ago, and then I brought it up a time or two, but I didn't know anybody home.
Got a 440 band. If you look at, you know, repeater.net or I can't think of the frequency right off the top of my head, but they do have a 440 channel, and it talks clear as a bell. But yeah, it's usually dial, and there's a guy, Chris, down in Ticknell, Georgia. They get on in the evenings and early mornings. But there's not a lot of traffic on it.
NXC Mobile.
84 NXC, go ahead, pick it up.
Looking around, headed to the house. I'm back, KO4 HKX. Sorry, I had to jump out and unhook the trailer.
How about you copy all that from WHM about the DMR?
I was listening, I just couldn't get to the mic fast enough.
After program, that's probably a pretty good deal, man. That's not that expensive. I know that I don't think I'd get one of those real, real cheap ones. That kind of, I don't know whether the spectrum on those things, when they transmit it, sometimes they ain't got a real clue, good signal, but they generally don't interfere with anything anyway on that. But I've always heard that any times were probably the best ones of the bunch. But that's pretty reasonable, and if it's got a lot of activity on it, that'd be an option to try.
I've been looking into it, and I'll probably end up giving it a try. Just going to be a little bit.
This is M4WHM. First name's Bill, by the way. Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. The Anytone is actually, like I said, I've been very pleased with the radio. The quality and sound and programming is easy. You get the programming cable and software for it, and you can go to town programming. And like I said, the Daryl AF4E over in Kellen Falls, he sent me the file for the DMR, and I just loaded it in and got all the Anderson and Abbeville and Kellen Falls DMR channels. It works real good.
Had a try then, look a little more into it.
Out here for just a second, run downstairs and check on one thing real quick, and I'll be back in M4DJC clear for now.
How long have you had that DMR 878?
I've had it I got it in November, so 3 or 4 months, and I work in Athens at the university, so I carry it with me back and forth for work and talk on the Colbert repeater, and then Watkinsville once I get in Athens, and the Athens repeater, of course, but it does extremely well, and the battery capacity is the 3100 milliamp battery. The battery life is excellent.
Inside the car, you got an external antenna?
External antenna I hook up. It does okay in the car, but I'm a good ways from all the repeaters the way I drive, so the external antenna really makes a big difference.
I have all day long, so I'm in and out, but I do have Wi-Fi with me. I could put up a hotspot where mine would stay active all the time, I guess.
Work. The little external antenna I got, I ordered it from Amazon, and it's just a dual band 140 and 440 with a little adapter, and I don't think I give but about $30 for it. Like I said, it's just a budget antenna, but it works extremely well. It really increases range on the hitting the repeaters and keeps the sound quality top-notch.
Have to look a little more into it. I don't know if you heard the conversation, but I just got a full plate right now.
in that. The we'd get everything we wanted when we wanted it. It wouldn't be any fun, but as long as you're researching and looking at things, you got something to look forward to.
My stress relief of an evening, I get on YouTube and just sit and watch videos on radios and different things, so there's nothing worth watching on TV anymore.
TV has went to nothing, and the news is not worth watching, so I set up my computer, and I'm in the house on a little Yaesu 1900, and I've got it hooked up to a power supply, and I sit here and look at the computer and talk on the radio a little bit.
Tour out during the day, and I got an hour and a half drive each way, so having a radio in here definitely helps break up the monotony of the drive home and to...
Stay there. The my commute is about an hour each way every day, so just listening to the radio, talking a little bit, it gives you something to do besides just listen to the radio.
Got about 10 songs they play over and over again.
Stay there.
Do you see back in?
WHM, I'm going to say 73s. Got to make that run to Walmart, pick up some groceries. So I'll have my handheld, but in Walmart it won't get out. So, but y'all have a great evening. Enjoyed talking with you. And this is M4WHM Clear.
We do appreciate the information. Thanks for the conversation, and you have a good evening. And Jerry, whenever you're ready to go.
Bill, have a good afternoon. Good talking. We may run into you. We don't go with that much anymore since my wife's parents are both gone, but we still go to Bill Bowman every once in a while and got a lot of friends. I graduated from Hart County. We both did, as a matter of fact, and both our parents taught there. Anyway, have a good afternoon. We'll talk to you later. Patrick, I think Bill gave you a lot of stuff to think about on that DMR.
That's what I like about this. You can find out a lot of useful information about just about anything.
I heard you say you're driving a tool route. That's a tough business, man.
Not that bad. You got to have the right mentality for it. That's for sure. Dealing with people all day long and dealing with money and tools and everything else. So it can get. Sometimes it can be fun. Sometimes it's not so much fun.
I worked for Springs about almost 20 years, and Roy was at both the major brands coming by to see the guys and the lamp fixtures and stuff. And of course, they didn't buy the really expensive stuff like the mechanics did. But one of the guys I worked with, he got a truck and. It was tough for him for a while, but then he got where he was making pretty good money at it. But he said it was real. Said it was, you know, you had your good and your bad with it. Sometimes it's hard to get your money out of some of the people.
And once you get everything paid for, it's not too bad. You can make some decent money without killing yourself. My problem now is I just gotten everything paid off but the truck, and then the truck got hit and it's totaled now, so now I got to start all over with it.
How can you find those things? It's not like you can get a replacement that easy either.
And insurance company, it's been 12 weeks yesterday, and they just decided to total it. So they've sure drugged their feet, and like you say, there's none out there. If I have to order a new one, it'll be next year before I have a truck.
And you can find sitting on the used market anywhere. Not a specialized truck like those are. But that's the deal. Getting that inventory paid for, getting all that stuff done is a big deal. This guy had some money saved, and he's going to retire early, and he and I talked about it, and he was a good friend of mine. We've worked together for years. He said, I think I'd like to do that. One thing you do, I said, what you ought to do is see if you can find somebody and that you know that get one of these guys that runs around, and if they'll let you ride with them, ride around with them, see what it's like. And I said, you'll understand a little better what that kind of life, you know, what that kind of hook up with that kind of business details. I said, otherwise, you'll be flailing around out there and won't know what's going on. But he rode with a guy that's been doing it for 15 or 20 years, I guess. And he came back and he said, it's a lot harder than I thought it was. I said, I said, there ain't an easy way to make money. Not unless you hit the lottery or something like that. It's all hard work. But when you own it yourself, that's a big deal.
Terry, I'm hitting the dead spot where I'm going to break up, and I'm going to get my destination to the other side of it. So I'm going to say 73 here. I really enjoyed the conversation this evening and appreciate all the information. Look forward to talking to you again.
Good talking with you. Enjoyed it. And good luck with everything. Hope it turns out to your benefit, hope it turns out to your benefit. Says somebody else's KO4HKX N4DJC clear.
Mobile monitoring.